Chairman Brad Holton, I'm going to bring the meeting to, call the meeting to order. This is a continuation of the public hearing, or in response to the public hearing on the 16.26 acres, case number 2024-0003. And we are reviewing the FCOs that the DSD staff heard and was requested by this commission to put into writing. And so we're going to review that at this time. The developer's agreement is not finalized, and so there is no final finality to this until the development agreement is done and signed, so for our ready, prepared for our signature. So with that in mind, let's have DSD staff review where we're at, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Commissioner. So last Thursday, you heard this case and approved it and asked staff to update the FCOs, particularly criteria 1, 2, and 3, to match the approval. And so I tried to address the points that you made during that hearing. And so we're back here with you today just to make sure that I captured what your intent was. So hopefully we can get there today if we aren't already.
That's positive thinking, I'll tell you what. Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I've read through these, and I think Carla has done an excellent job of capturing what we, not only what we heard, but what we said, and what we had given direction that we would like to see written up. So I'm in full support of what she has produced for us to review today.
Okay.
And Chairman, I would be in favor of Carla going through the attachment A on the conditions of approval. I have my notes open, and that I think that's good for the public on what we're decisioning and why, particularly since there was a question on the last few of these that we've done about a change of zoning in an ag area and what we're restricting, and that caveat in our code that says it's not spot zoning on that. So do you mind doing that, Carla?
Chairman, commissioners, would you like me to pull them up on the screen?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. So the conditions of approval include most of the standard, you know, conditions that you're going to see on any conditional rezone, of matching all of the state, federal, local laws, and it includes comments from the different highway district and the different agencies.
There we go.
Chairman, while she's bringing that up, I have a question. On our conditions of approval, for instance, on the minimum 5-acre lot size, will that be included as a condition on the final plat? Or Carla, maybe you know.
Chairman, commissioners, the development agreement, they'll have to abide by these conditions within their plat. So those lots would have to meet that 5-acre lot size.
In the okay. Plat. Yeah.
And then they also are going to be restricted to no secondary residences on the two new lots. The existing one with their home, they'll be allowed to have a secondary residence.
And those reasons for board findings on that were enumerated during the hearing process. And so if people are interested in the restrictions and why that lot has a secondary lot, they can go back and find that from the April 9th hearing.
Chairman, commissioners, that's correct.
Yes. Finish.
Chairman, in this, I'm just going to comment. My notes on here include that it was a well-prepared application, with the applicant actually doing more diligence than required at the time of the rezone process at this stage. So they were careful, conscientious people that had proposals that ultimately, where the burden of proof is on the applicant, they were persuasive in their argument and why they wanted to do what they wanted to do. And there was no intent to sell the board on a non-viable in an ag area. They had good reasons with a late exhibit that was presented and accepted by the board, which really it was presented, but not in the same format. So at the planning and zoning, if I understood that correctly, but lots of good information that came out for board discussion and evaluation. I thought the board did a good job with staff's help to make those findings for this area and this application.
Yeah, I agree. And I think I'd reiterate here again that I really feel that this commission had opportunity and information that was not as clearly presented. It might have been there, but you would have had to have picked it out of the din of the information we received. And so I understand why the P&Z got to their conclusion, and mm-hmm. I know the reason why ours is significantly different, and it was because of that additional information. Anytime you have, and I'm going to throw in a number, it could be wrong, but anytime you have 10 residences within 1,000 feet of an intersection, you're starting a new community at that point. It's a completely different paradigm than intense agriculture. That's not, your intensity of agriculture has been mediated to a point that I'm not sure what you have for sure.
Right.
But that was the preponderance of evidence that really changed my mind of what we were dealing with here.
Yeah, and Chairman, I want to add to that. I think that's a really important point that you've raised. This will create the 11th lot, so there were 9 lots in that community, and a lot of those were taken by what's allowed. I understand how it came about, but it's the administrative land division process. So under that, they're allowed to create parcels for dwellings, but it doesn't fall under the subdivision process, doesn't trigger that. And the discussion in that was that the original owner of that parcel is creating numerous building sites out there. We've just now correctly identified that there is some growth and transition in a concentrated area. These are clustered. And so I think all that information for me was important in considering whether or not this should be changed. And on those smaller lot sizes like that, we have heard testimony on the other side. I heard it yesterday that creating those parcels is really just a gateway to further fracture farm ground out there. Even on some of those like AC5 proposals and administrative division. So there's a lot for the board to weigh. There's a lot in the Land Use Planning Act. There's a lot in the comprehensive plan that is underway for revision. And given all that, I believe we made a common sense decision that makes a lot of sense.
Chairman, Commissioner, just for a point, I did, in terms of the number of residences I put in FCOs, I put 7 lots under 10 acres. So I think there was some discussion in the hearing about 9 or 10, but those mm-hmm. were including the lots that were like 16 acres.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Since this will be dividing it down to 5, I thought maybe 10 acres was a good number to like, because it's hard to know which lots we want to pick.
Exactly. Right.
But let me know if you'd like to change that.
No, I think I think the size of acres is more important because in my reference to 10 homes, a couple of them were on the corner of really large parcels, and so mm-hmm. They're not quite as the same consideration as the homes that are on small parcels. So, yeah. No, I appreciate the way you wrote that.
Yeah, good job, Carla.
All right.
Okay.
So, since we don't have an action item stated on the agenda, I think we are in agreement that we're giving the head nod that these FCOs are ready for a future point to consider them and approve them in addition to the development agreement.
Yeah.
When that's ready, we'll come back and do that as an action item and approve.
Yeah. In a clearly agendized public meeting. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. There you go. Anything else? I'd make a motion that we adjourn then.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.